is fascinating stuff. And while we're on the subject of amazing smellers, we've just got time for Super Sensor of the Week. So who's our candidate for the best sniffer? You might be imagining sharks win this title, but we've got a fluffier winner this week. Presenting the case, here's Andrew DeRocher from the University of Alberta.
If there are champions among mammals with an excellent sense of smell, polar bears are certainly on the podium. The bears rely on their sense of smell as they hunt across huge areas of snow-covered ice. The short hunting season is a compelling force. What happens during the spring hunt may determine life or death, reproducing or not. The main prey of polar bears are ring seals, which are hugely abundant and less than keen to be eaten. At their most vulnerable to predation in the spring when giving birth to pups and mating, ring seals make dens under the snow that piles up on top of the jagged ice. These dens have an underwater escape route to the ocean below. The key to being a successful polar bear is locating these seal dens. To do so, the bears rely on their keen sense of smell. All seals have a fishy smell, and during the breeding season, males have an odor reminiscent of used sport socks and petrol. Such a stink might be easy to find out in the open, but once under a meter or more of snow, polar bears have to pinpoint the precise location of the seal. How far away can a polar bear smell a seal? Lacking controlled experiments, we don't have great insights, but given there can be hundreds or thousands of seals within a day's walk, the bears really need their sense of smell to provide the seal's exact location. Tracking bears over the ice, it's clear the bears use wind to their advantage. Walking crosswind provides a smorgasbord of seal smells, but some are obviously more enticing and provoke a sudden upwind stalk. Walking on sea ice is a bit like walking on a drum. One false crunch in the snow and your dinner will escape. The bears use their sense of smell to get close and then use snow structure, possibly even sound made by the seals, to make their final pounce. If the bear has done its job, it's a seal dinner.
Thank you, Andrew, and especially because he put that together for us while he's in the Arctic tracking some of those polar bears. If you have a candidate for our final sensor, which is our super feeler, you can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com, you can find us on Facebook, you can tweet at Naked Scientist, or join in the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum.